Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
This is a really, really, really bad idea. Incredibly bad.
You know what's so funny about how different boys and girls are? Like, when a boy and a girl break up, it's like the girl suddenly starts going to the gym, drinking green juices. You know, they're like, I'm not going to settle for, you know, I'm not going to settle ever again. I'm only going to get the best of the best. You know, I'm going to be the best version of myself. Da-da-da-da. And, like, they're so focused on upgrading. Like, we're so focused on upgrading, right?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
They never upgrade. I mean, look, women go after the same type of guys. I mean, instead of going with a bad boy with brown hair, she'll go for a bad boy with blonde hair or something. You know what I mean? She'll go from the bad boy who was clean cut to the bad boy who dressed messy, like, but it's still the bad boy. They'll go from the buff dude who go to the gym all the time to the buff dude who work out from home, and they think they really did something. It's the same type of guy, no matter what way you slice it. And I don't know why women think the more failed relationships they're in, the higher the probability that they're going to end up on Prince Charming that works out perfect. No, it's a slimmer chance that's going to happen because you're more damaged. And you're more bitter and more jaded after each failed relationship. Now, a man can keep bettering himself and upgrade women.
Yes! Hell yeah! Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on!
But then for guys, it's like, goes the complete other way. And they just can't stop following, like, 3 out of 10s, 4 out of 10s, you know?
No, they're just better people than you. 3 out of 10s and 4 out of 10s have better personalities. They're less entitled. You know, they're probably more caring. They put more weight into the relationship. They actually put in effort to try to make the man happy. Maybe looks aren't everything. Have you ever considered that, Dingbat?
I want to hear her answer that question. I really, really want to hear.
Maybe she was a better human than you. Based on this TikTok, I'm going to go with that. But yeah, if a woman looks like this or better, the chances that she's going to be a decent human, slim to none.
Like, they're so hell-bent determined on downgrading. And I know that, like, it shouldn't bother me, but, like, what is up with guys? What is wrong with men?
What is wrong with men? Look at this screen capture and really ask yourself, who should be asking, what's wrong with the opposite gender?
If you've ever wanted to hook up with me, this video is for you.
I don't want to be that guy.
Or if you have intimacy issues like me and just need a good laugh. So I asked someone who I have been intimate with, what advice would you give someone who wanted to hook up with me? Like, what does it take? What does it take to turn me on? What does it take to be successful?
She sounds like a dude. I don't know if it's the voice or what. And I got a feeling she thinks she's hotter than what she actually is.
Say that again.
I mean, she looked like she has man arms. And then the man voice. But hey, she's in America and she got straight hair and she's not morbidly obese. So hey, her ego is justified, right? Hell no. Anybody who pressed up on this and was consistent and persistent, you down bad, bro. You down bad.
And he clocked the f*** with me. Okay. He said, you can't approach you like, you know, you're going in, you're ready to adopt a kitten. You know, you want that cat, you want to go home with it today, you're here for it, and you're ready. You have to approach you like a cat you see in a sewer, like a feral cat.
City boy! City boy!
My nigga.
Okay, that guy was based, and that's why he got the booty. Because he's the type of man who could tell a woman that to her face. You like a gutter cat. Yeah, see, those are the guys who get the most poon.
That's how you talk?
Probably way off base here. And I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but does anyone else have a lot of dating advice on their TikTok for you page that is essentially just hinged upon manipulating people into liking you back? Or just completely changing how you are as a person, just pretending that you're something that you're not? and acting in a completely different way to how you want to act.
It took you that long to figure it out, huh?
Well, yeah, because if you act like yourself, nobody will like you. Women aren't likable. See, when they're 19, 20, 21, they don't have to be likable. Men will ignore the fact that they're completely unbearable to maybe hit some skins or just be in the presence of a pretty chick. But once those wrinkles start coming in and things like that, men stop ignoring your dog personality. Like, yeah, when the looks start to fade, you actually have to fake being likable to get men to stay around.
Obviously, I understand that there are things that you can do that might put someone off in general. Like, there's also things that you can do that might make someone like you a bit more. But I do really believe if someone's meant for you, you should be able to be yourself. Like, why would you want to be with someone that you've had to put on a front and pretend not to be yourself to get them to like you, or had to, like, heavily manipulate the situation?
Well, y'all manipulate anyway. It's your basic nature to manipulate. And even when you're being fully yourself, you're going to manipulate a lot. So why not, you know, go the extra mile to get what you want, right? Makes sense to me. I'm living my nightmare. It doesn't monster. It's in my head. Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
This could be my own bias because I'm an anxious girly, but I just cannot think of anything worse than being with someone and knowing I had to manipulate them into liking me.
Well, how about you pick one of the guys in your friend zone who make it very clear that they like you for who you are? Well, you're going to punish them and ignore them because you know if you were a guy, you wouldn't like you. So you look down on them for liking you because you know deep down in your heart, you're not likable.
Him trying to bring you down a few levels by insulting you, belittling you, or complaining about what you do because bringing you down a few notches makes him feel a little bit better.
You know what I really can't stand about dating at this big age of 39?
I don't care.
Look, I'm grown. Like, I'm about to be 40 over the hill grown, right? Why are we still talking about virtue or body count? Like, that matters.
I mean, look, yeah, you shouldn't be dating at 39, and you've been over the hill. Forget about, you know, stressing out about that milestone. It's already been hit. And yeah, I agree. If you're a man and for some crazy reason you think it's a good idea to be in the dating market trying to date, you know, 35 plus year old women, then yeah, forget about body count. It's high. Just let that go. Well, let's just say it's not high. It's at least going to be 3 for pretty much every woman you meet after 35. And as I always say on this channel, after 3 sexual partners, her pair bonding ability is pretty much done. So at this dating stage, look, you just looking for something to pump on Wednesday and Saturdays.
Freaky diggy business.
You know, we can hang out from time to time. We might even be able to go on a trip from time to time. But we just hanging out buddies. Nothing serious is happening.
I am dating a bunch of divorcees who cheated on their wife, who have multiple children by multiple partners, me included. That's no shade, but let's just illustrate facts. We got kids. They weren't the immaculate conception. Why are y'all acting brand new?
This is a queen, by the way, from hell, from the gates of hell.
I mean, yeah, I'm in total agreement with her. Don't even ask about a body count. Don't even try to ask probing questions to find out if she's wholesome. She's not wholesome. 35, still on the dating market with a TikTok. She's not wholesome. You don't need to vet this out. As long as you go in knowing what it's going to be from the beginning, you know, there's nothing to worry about.
Shit.
You know she's damaged. You know she's going to be more troubled than what she's worth, more than a pump and dump, or more than a casual fling. So just keep her at a distance. You know, get your nuts off and keep it moving.
You're sifting through the clearance rack of love looking for a partner and you want to talk about virtue. She's got to be demure. She's got to be mindful. I'm not. I got to act like I ain't been out here when I have. If y'all don't get the out of here. I'm not doing that. I can barely find the time to commit to a date.
Lady, you're scaring us.
Did you know that 25% of women in the United States are getting treated for a mental illness? That means 75% of them are running around untreated.
I'm guessing she doesn't act like this on a date.
Yeah, you think?
She probably does try to put on the front that she's sweet and demure, but it gets old. You know, it gets tiring pretending to be something you're not to try to impress a man. And a guy wouldn't be able to tell she's this batch crazy on the date. He wouldn't be able to tell unless he knew about her TikTok, and most of the guys she go out with, I'm sure, don't know about her TikTok. Look, Toots, it ain't about love at this point. If you were going to find love, it was going to be before 39 years old and multiple kids by multiple different baby daddies. Love ain't for you. That's what some of these women just need to get through their thick, effinous skulls. Love ain't for everybody. Love is for decent, sane human beings, something you're not.
I am roast her personally. But it's just the part of the game, man. You push it on the internet, you gotta be ready for the good and the bad. So deal with it.
Just find a dude you like effing and who will listen to your BS and listen to you complain a couple days a week and just be satisfied with that. And he might slide you $50 from time to time. Just learn to be cool with that.
Learn to love it because you'll have no choice.
To agree to a location and show up looking like a presentable human being. If the stars line and put us in the same place, I'm supposed to hope that statistical anomaly can reoccur enough times for me to justify sleeping with you when I already know that I want to? Do you know how long it's been?
I don't know if I'm looking at anybody. Damn, I'm crazy. I need to probably do some self-work.
Okay, for the sake of my audience, you know, I don't want my audience to catch any of these demons through the screen, through the phone screen, through your TV screen, so we're just gonna go on to the next clip.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss